When it comes down to special things happening as a couple, you're either going to think this is super cute, oh my goodness, or Alex, I'm worried we might need a puke bag with you. A couple, they surprised each other with a proposal. A man and a woman. This happened at Disneyland right in front of the Sleeping Beauty Castle. Here's audio somebody recorded on their phone of the awesome moment.
Are you serious? Are you serious?
No way! No! They double proposed! Oh my god!
By the way, I think of like the guy like, whoa, double rainbow. Like, wish he was stoned there. Like, whoa, double proposal.
No! Oh my god! He had a ring for her!
Now, here's Did she have a ring for him?
Yes, here's the thing. The woman tried to propose first. Like, she was getting ready to back down and, like, I mean, get on her knee and do it. And he's like, whoa, 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 wait a minute. He's like, no, 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 this can't happen. I'm going to propose to you. So they both proposed to each other, but she had a ring. And in the video, you can go on to see it, radionowindy.com, that they both had rings for each other. So she was going to propose to him.
Nope.
Now, I assume you would never propose to, whether it's the Egyptian, your boyfriend now, or your future man that you feel that much in love with, would you ever propose as a woman?
Never.
Why?
Because I'm just a traditionalist. I like the feeling of being pursued and taken care of and just the tradition of a man always proposing. So that's what I would want.
All right, live the web, girl.
Yes.
What about you? I just thought maybe you would consider it because you probably like what Alex likes, but also I feel like you're more open. You're like, you know what? I'm a woman. I can do that.
Yeah. I mean, if I was kind of tired of waiting around and I knew I wanted to spend the rest of my life with this person, I was in love with them, I see no problem. I mean, I've always dreamt of like what it would be like when I do get proposed to and like what that person's gonna say and everything like that. So don't get me wrong, I've definitely like daydreamed about it and like have wanted it to happen and like look forward to it happening one day, but I'm totally fine with like maybe doing it one day. Also, I think this is absolutely adorable.
I'm traditional in the sense of I want a man to be the leader in a relationship or the head of the house. And so I like the idea of if this person is gonna be my future husband, them making that decision and taking that step, not me.
Right. And see, I'm the type of person where it's like, I see it 50-50. We are both like two equal parts and equal halves.
I see both of your points right there. I'm just telling you right now, I guess is the only one that's actually done the proposal out of everybody on the show. I wish, I know women, I know ladies have to do a lot of the hard work as far as carrying a baby for 9 months and popping that bowling ball out of like a pin-size hole.
Okay. But wow.
I'm just saying, I respect what you do. But let me tell you, I wish women proposed to men. It was the most nerve-wracking thing I ever did in my life. I had to pick out the ring, had to hope it was right, had to make sure I got the right size, not screw it up with my big mouth and reveal it. Then drop the ring into Lake Michigan when we were trying to actually do the proposal. It was just a mess. And my heart was pounding out of my chest. I just wish that women, if they wanted the guy, because most guys will say yes, you know what I mean? Like you ask it. I think there's a higher odd of girls saying no. Like I don't want to accept you as my future husband. So I wish that women would propose to guys. I wish we could change it up just a little bit.
Well, I guess if that's the only horrible bad thing that you guys have to go through, then it isn't too
seriously.
Tough.
Seriously.
No. You don't know what it's like, Alex, to go talk to the girl's father. How intimidating that is.
The worst thing you have to do.
Boo-hoo.
Yeah. Wow. Double
Literally
standard.
Boo-hoo.
Really? You don't know. I sat with my father, my now father-in-law, for an hour and a half. I couldn't ask him the question. He knew what
Probably
I was doing.
Probably should have been longer.
Oh, you have no idea. You have no idea. But I just want to, I kind of turned out how I thought it would be. Live the web. Girl's like, hell yeah, I'll pop to my knee. Alex, no. Absolutely not.
You know us too well.
Also, I don't love that they got engaged at Disney World.
Why?
I do.
Why not?
We've had this conversation before.
She thinks it's cheesy.
That it's like how Alex cannot handle Christmas engagement.
Yeah, I think holiday or birthday engagements are cheesy.
Yeah,
she thinks
Disney's
cheesy.
Why do I feel
cheesy.
Like neither one of you will actually find love because you have these little hang-ups there?
These are normal. It's called having standards.
And a grown adult not being all caught up in Disneyland is actually normal.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.